This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's turn our attention to the college football landscape. Busy day today, week number 11, and got one of the best in the country. You read them on CBSSports.com. You catch them on CBS Sports HQ. One of my favorite college football writers, Dennis Dodd, good enough to jump in with me today. DD, how you been?
Jody, I'm great. How are you? How's it going?
Very good. Appreciate your carving out a couple minutes for me today. Before we get into anything that went down in action today, this was the week that we got the first playoff rankings. Everyone loves to compare them to the AP and the coaches poll and the like. The only ones that really matter now are the playoff rankings. Any major surprises for you? Any major disagreements?
No, I don't take much from the first rankings because it's the first of six. And on that Sunday, whatever it is, December 8th, they won't really resemble, nor will we care about week one. I've been telling people that as of, you know, that Tuesday, I had a hard time, if I was a selection committee member, putting Indiana number two behind Oregon. They're the two most consistent teams in the country this year. If the worst thing you can say about Indiana is its schedule, then put Michigan's name in there instead of Indiana and see where they're ranked. I guarantee you they're higher than they were. So I thought Indiana was undervalued. I thought BYU was undervalued only because, you know, this time of year, there's only four, going into the night games, there are only four undefeated teams.
Mm-hmm.
And that means something in week 11.
It should, and I thought BYU was a little low at number nine, so you and I agree on that. And the one thing that I thought was almost laughable, people complaining about Georgia being number three rather than number two and Ohio State. If you're two and you're three, what does it matter? And as you said, 6 weeks out, that will straighten itself out whether you're two or three in ranking number one. What the hell does that mean?
No, it doesn't matter. In fact, they switched those spots in the AP poll. And you mentioned that up top. I just find it very suspicious that after months of contemplation, you know, this august body of 13 people who know the game so well picked the exact same 13 teams in order as the AP poll, except Ohio State and Georgia. And they were, 2-3 instead of 3-2. So don't tell me that those people aren't influenced by the AP poll when they have to go rank teams.
And I think they should be. They should do their own work, but I'm not surprised that it's as similar as it is. One of the teams that did win early today was a team kind of on the rebound. Texas got beat by Georgia a couple of weeks ago, taken to the limit by Vandy last week. Blowout win today. Know that Florida isn't very good this year, but I think Texas restated themselves as a contender for a championship level performance when the playoffs start. Agree or disagree?
No, I agree. I mean, they did exactly as they were expected to do today, taking out Florida without, down to a third string quarterback, injured in the secondary, not having a good year on the road, Florida was. So I thought that was almost a tune-up game for them. They showed exactly how they should be. And they, you know, may be the favorites to, you know, again, win the SEC right now.
Did see that Notre Dame was in the top 10. You got to be in the top 12. One could push you out, so you want to give yourself a little wiggle room. Notre Dame was number 10. And I think it's very easy to handicap Notre Dame. If they win their last four games, they're going to be in the college football playoff. If they don't, can Notre Dame get in with two losses?
I don't think so because of the quality of the schedule. You know, the one loss does hurt them. They don't play a conference schedule, so those teams aren't ranked as high usually as they are in a conference schedule. I wrote a story this week about 10-2 kind of being the cut line. You know, don't even talk to me if you're 9-3. 10-2, we went into this week with 19 ranked teams with either one or two losses, not counting the undefeated. So that's 19 teams right there that could, potentially finish 10-2 in the regular season because there was only one head-to-head game among those 19, and that was LSU-Alabama. So, you know, it was played Saturday. So, no, I think they're on 10-2, given who the two would be if they lost. You know, down the stretch, you just mentioned who they played. Then I think the quality of that loss would be bad. I think they'd be left out as it stands right now.
So it's pretty cut and dry for Notre Dame. Win them all, you're in. Lose one. Sorry, but you're probably on the outside looking in. All right. Another early win. I got to give it the props to Ohio State. Like you and I discussed, the whole, are they two or are they three? Who the hell really cares? They, too, just need to take care of business, and they know they'll be perfectly fine and probably be highly rated. Does winning with style points against an overmatched Purdue team mean anything extra?
No, I think they recovered well from a game that was very intense. It was very physical on the road at Penn State. There was so much riding on that game. It is a bit ridiculous, Jody, that had Ryan Day lost that game, there were people that legitimately thought his job was in danger. I know we're talking about the winningest coach in ball. I think he's now 64-9 over an 875 winning percentage, but it showed on his face and it showed after the fact that they did win that game. There's a huge burden lifted off his shoulders. Now today, no, that wasn't, they weren't, you know, going to lose to Purdue. It's just a question of how they looked. And they looked absolutely perfect. I can't wait for the Indiana game here in a couple of weeks.
You mentioned the two undefeated that could have been higher, BYU, Indiana. Indiana winning again today. Indiana, Ohio State. If Indiana wins the Big Ten championship, they're going to be in the top four, are they not?
Yeah. I mean, I think they're in position now to virtually be a playoff team. And I've said this since early in the season. In the SEC and the Big Ten, maybe the best place you can be at the end of the day is third place in those leagues because those teams are going to get in. They don't have to play a championship game and risk getting knocked out. They save a week of practice to get ready for the playoff. And I think that's where Indiana is right now. Whether or not they win the Big Ten, I would love to see them, by the way, in a de facto home game in Indianapolis for the Big Ten title. You know, I guess that would be against Oregon right now, but I think it's going to be Ohio State, Oregon. But I would love to see that. I think that would be great. But, no, I think they're fine. I think they're as locked in as any team to the playoff right now.
I would agree there. All right, we talked plenty about the SEC. Well, we didn't get to the ACC. I took a flyer on Miami to win it all way back in September at 50-1, and I've been talking them up pretty good, and they've had an undefeated season till today, and they've been the cardiac Canes all year long, playing life-or-death games, falling behind, rallying, their quarterback at the top of the Heisman Trophy list. Finally, you can only play with fire so many times. Are you surprised Georgia Tech is the team that finally made them pay the price?
No, because tell me two teams. I'm sure there are some. Maybe not. Tell me two teams beyond Georgia Tech that have beaten two top 10 teams this year, because that's exactly what they've done. They beat Florida State, who I know is now 1-8, but with the top 10 team coming in. and they beat Miami today. Very impressive. We all knew the defense was lacking, and I think Brent Key and that offense and Haynes King was very wise in really valuing the ball. They made Miami have to score on their possessions to keep up. They valued the ball. They were long possessions. They made the defense work. They tired the Miami's defense out. You saw that at the end of the game. And then they finally put legitimate pressure on Cam Ward. I mean, the way they were winning these games was coming back virtually every game. They had outscored the opposition by 90 points in the fourth quarter, Miami had, and they couldn't quite pull it off. It put a lot of pressure on Cam Ward, who may have the best receiver in the country, and this Restrepo kid people are sleeping on all year.
Yep.
And got to him. So that gets a little bit dicier in the ACC. You know, the team that might be sitting, in the best spot right now is SMU. I bring them up because I picked them before the season to be up there. I picked them to be in the ACC championship game. I thought coming off of what they did last year, that they'd have enough talent to do it. I didn't know they were going to change quarterbacks in midstream. And now here they are sitting there with three games left, Boston College at Virginia, California, to finish 11-1. And now, go to the ACC championship game, maybe against Clemson at this point. We'll see. But
Clemson
probably still Miami. Yeah.
Yeah, Clemson or Miami. And certainly the winner of that game is in because they're going to be the highest ranked champion. Will the loser of that game be able to get in? Do you think the ACC's got a chance to get two teams?
I think they do, depending on who it is. Now, what happened in Miami is not going to help them, if they lose the championship game. Certainly SMU, if they get the ACC championship game, that's going to mean something. Clemson, if they can rebound, but they already have two losses. That's going to be hard for them. I think more likely in the ACC than the Big 12, because the Big 12 is just kind of a mess right now. We're looking at Iowa State losing. They absorbed their second loss. BYU is the only undefeated team. Everybody else has, I think everybody, I'm trying to think, does everybody else have two losses in that league? And it's pretty close to that in the SEC. Only Tennessee and Texas have one loss teams and no has two losses. You know what that reminds me of? I say this, the late great Pac-12, which contributed to their demise. In that, all their teams were out of the playoffs by early November. Times have changed. We have 12 teams now, but it's going to be interesting.
It will be, and once the playoffs get underway, it's going to be very interesting with home games, bowl games that are home games, and then you get your bye, and then the second round, they'll get home games. How much does that add to the interest that they'll be playing? And I love the bowl season, always have, always will. It got a little over inundated the last couple of years, but still, the fact that we're getting home games for playoff games / bowl games, how much is that going to add to the quality of the play when we get there?
Great. I can't wait to see it. I had a friend tell me that the teams up north can't wait to see one of these SEC teams have to play, up north in December, which would never, ever happen. They don't travel out of their natural area. So, no, I think it's great. The joke at Penn State after they lost to Ohio State was, well, now you have to put off winterizing the stadium by a few weeks because they can't turn off the water.
I think they'll figure out how to be able to do just that. Dennis, great stuff. I appreciate you carving out a couple minutes for me. I will certainly be getting you on when we get closer to the actual start of the playoffs. Thanks for jumping in with me tonight.
All right, love it. Thanks, Jody.
My pleasure. That is Dennis Dodd, outstanding college football writer for CBSSports.com, and also you can catch him on CBS HQ.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.